Well, good morning and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. And Austin will be with us just in a few minutes. He was running a few minutes behind this morning, so I'll be opening the show today. This is, of course, Ted Brower. I love you guys, by the way. Just had the opportunity to pray for you guys, and we've had a wild weekend out here in Florida with the weather and the rain and the fronts and the cold air now, so it's been a pretty nice weekend down here as far as the weather. It was a little cool for us, but I just want to thank you guys for listening and supporting Health Masters. And this morning, I was kind of disturbed, and I saw a picture, and Sharon's going to post it on the Instagram account for the ST Brower. It was a picture of Uncle Sam dressed as a drag queen. Now, you guys are saying, what the heck are we talking about this for this morning? Well, it's kind of how the world is starting to view us, with our soldiers now who are dying in their bunks, basically from myocarditis and heart disease and stroke and heart attacks, and no one wants to talk about that. And we're seeing that so many of the people now in the military are coming into the military because they just want to have transgender surgery, and they want to have their body parts cut off or modified in order to be another sex. And we now see Bruce Jenner coming out and saying, hey, look, these transgender athletes should not be allowed to compete in sports, and men should not be allowed to compete against women, and it's not fair, and it's destroying women's sports. And I find myself on a strange Monday morning agreeing with Bruce Jenner. Of course, he doesn't go by that name anymore, but I will always remember him as Bruce Jenner on the Wheaties box. So here we have ourselves this morning on Monday. We see the Ukrainian war going well for the Russians and bad for Ukraine. And now we've got basically the president, Zelensky, in Ukraine implementing the World Economic Forum's agenda, including digital currency, and aligning himself basically with Klaus Schwab. Well, they're kind of showing us who they are and who they want to be. And I guess what we have talked about last week in detail about how this group of people want to basically cause a destruction of the world economic engine and bring in a new world order, including digital currency, to allow them at this point to control the money supply and make you buy what they want you to buy and do what you want them to do. And if you don't listen, they're going to basically take away your credit vouchers that they're giving you through your through your money supply that's digital, and make them force them to make you do whatever they want you to do whenever they want you to do it. So I find it interesting. Over the weekend, I had several of my people contact me and friends that are listeners to the show, and they said, Ted, you need to start listening to the mainstream news. I said, what for? Well, you don't understand what's going on in the Ukraine. You don't understand how bad Russia is. And I'm like, wait a minute. You guys are not listening to what's really going on. You are not listening to what's happening as far as with Russia. And quite frankly, it's at a point right now that if we don't change what's going on with Russia as far as how we view them, you know, we're going to basically be in a situation where we're going to split the world and change the entire economic world engine into basically two different sets of SWIFT accounts. We're going to lose the petrodollar. But isn't that the goal of the World Economic Forum, to change the dominance of the world as far as the United States currency, to get rid of the petrodollar and allow the new world order to basically be brought into all of the different countries, so we can have a one world government with a one world currency, or have different areas like the European nation, the United States, the Euro, the Canadian, United States, South American currency, to allow all these different organizations to come into this new world order. Always remember, guys, this is the goal. Last night I watched an excellent video on the Council of 300. And I've talked to you guys in depth about the bloodline families, which is exactly what this group is. I've talked to you in depth about the people at Bilderberger and Bohemian Grove and the Council on Foreign Relations, and how they're all orchestrated through one unifying body, which is the international banking cartels, which control the currency. And see, this is the thing that people are finally starting to see. Last night, you know, we're here at a hotel in Sarasota this morning, and it's interesting because, you know, we went to the beach yesterday, and last night we were watching a movie, and I'm not promoting the movie. It's kind of a weird movie. It's called Ex Machina, about an android and an AI that takes over this guy who develops it and finally kills its master, its creator. It's strange. I don't recommend it for children, really. It's an R-rated movie. It's got some nudity in it, so be careful with it. But I was watching this, and about that halfway through the movie, the TV quit, and the engineering people came in to fix the TV, you know, 11 o'clock at night. It was kind of weird, 10 o'clock at night. And I started speaking to one of the engineers, and he's a born-again Christian. And we started talking about the COVID shot. He said he had not been injected. The other engineer in the room, yes, had been injected. So we got into a little, how should I say, TV radio show right in the middle of the doggone room trying to get a TV fixed. And he asked me how we'd listen to the talk show that we have, and I gave him the information on it. Then the other guy wanted the information. And so this was my evening last night, constantly doing what I do, trying to tell people the truth about what's happening. And what was interesting is I started talking to them both about remdesivir, going into detail how it was developed with Fort Detrick and how it was a bioweapon, how it caused permanent kidney failure within 53% of the population within 5 days, causing death within a week after it caused cascading organ failure. And this was the primary cause of death from the COVID, was not the fact that they came down with the disease that had a 99.7 survival rate, but they got put into a hospital situation in which they were killed by the remdesivir. And neither one of these guys had heard anything about any of this stuff. So, you know, we keep thinking that we're making an impact, and we are, with a huge audience for the Ted Nossen Brower Show, many other talk shows. But the reality is the vast majority of the people still listen to the mainstream media. They don't try to think through the box. And we talked about this in depth last week, especially on Friday's show, about how the good and the evil was such a dichotomy for most people. They can't see the truth of what's happening from an interdimensional standpoint or from an eternal standpoint with this war that's going on in the heavenlies. And they see things in shades of gray instead of black and white like the Bible. And so when you really start to understand that this group of people that run the planet through these different organizations that I talked about are Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferians of the highest order, is basically a satanic group of witches and warlocks and weirdos, they start to understand that they want us to be put into a situation where we are forced to take kill shots. We are forced to do what they want. Like Klaus Schwab says, we're going to change your DNA. We're going to change you. Not only will you own nothing, you'll be happy because we're going to change you from the inside out. He says that. Now, guys, most people had never heard of Klaus Schwab, including these two gentlemen that I spoke to last night. Now they're going to find out very quickly about Klaus Schwab listening to this show. But once we understand that the mainstream media is telling you how bad Russia is, you know, how good this eastern part of Ukraine is, as far as the neo-Nazi freedom fighters, they're not being called, but they're not being told that we're not telling anybody. They're basically Nazis. You know, the intervention of Putin into Ukraine has included precision airstrikes, which destroyed the Ukrainian military infrastructure and weapon systems prior to the arrival of the Russian troops, including the airports. Ukraine basically has no air force left, no navy left. Its military units are cut off and surrounded. The only remaining obstacle is the neo-Nazis, who have taken advantage of the Russian policy of minimizing civilian casualties by ensconcing themselves along and among civilian populations. That's a paragraph from an article that Paul Craig Roberts wrote, who's brilliant, by the way, and called The Fake News Matrix. And what we have to understand is we've got a guy, Zelensky, who basically is a cross-dressing pervert. I guess we can say that, because we always say that on the show anyhow. And now we're seeing Uncle Sam being shown as a transgender, cross-dressing pervert, and that's how the world sees us. So I guess, are we really striking fear in the hearts and the minds of the opposing forces in the world right now? Or are we being seen as a joke, as a transgender joke among other countries? The problem that we have in this country is that we've so been brainwashed by the Frankfurt School, which got here in 1933, that we're thinking that it's okay to be a transgender cross-dressing pervert. Well, let me tell you something about transgenders. They have a very high suicide rate. They're not real stable. Anybody who wants to have their genitalia cut off and have another set of genitalia installed and change their XY chromosomes or their XX chromosomes to that of a male or that of a woman, that's not really somebody who's going to provide an effective fighting force. Because, number one, let me just say this in a way that people can understand it. You know, when you're a guy and you want to have your genitalia cut off and have other genitalia installed, you basically have an open orifice that basically is a gaping wound that your body's trying to heal. You're on all kinds of antibiotics. You're very, very weakened by the surgery, and you're not going to do very well in trench warfare. Just be blunt. You know, the same thing is true if you're going the other direction. You've got all kinds of weird things that you're doing to yourself that are very difficult to heal. You're dealing with hormonal changes, and you're dealing with hormonal injections on an ongoing basis. What are you going to do if you're in a trench warfare situation, but you haven't had your injection of testosterone today because the testosterone you had, the vial got broken, and now you're sitting in a trench warfare and you start crying because now you have estrogen becoming dominant again in your body, and now you're thinking like a, well, like a female. But you're supposed to be a male who's full of testosterone, and your testosterone is waning because you're in an extended trench warfare situation. How are you going to be an effective fighting force? So when they see us as a transgender Uncle Sam, which, again, I'm going to have Sharon post that on the ST Brower account, why in the world do you think we're invoking fear in the hearts and the minds of the other militaries in the world? They're laughing at the United States of America because we become so caught up in political correctness and transgender ideology. I mean, Rachel Levine is considered Woman of the Year. Not only she's an unbelievably ugly man, she's an unbelievably ugly woman. That she's not really a woman. She's an unbelievably ugly man who's a transgender cross-dresser who's pretending to be a woman, but we're supposed to tell everybody that she's really a woman, and we're going to give her Woman of the Year. I mean, it blows my mind that we're involved in all of this stuff and that we see this stuff as normal now in many cases. And so what we have to understand is that if we don't look at the world as far as what it is and call it out for what it is from a news standpoint, we're going to get caught up in this quagmire. It really is. You know, here's another article from Paul Craig Roberts. He said it took Russia 31 years to figure out she was trusting Satan. That would be the United States run by the Sabbatean Kabbalists. But the knowledge hasn't translated in action. The Russians, overcome with awe of the West and doubtful of their own validity, must have been absent when Hugo Chavez gave the most famous speech ever given at the United Nations on September the 20th, 2006, which, of course, ended up getting him killed. Paraphrasing the words, this is what Chavez said, referring to the U.S. President George W. Bush. Yesterday at this very podium stood Satan himself, speaking as if he owned the world. You could still smell the sulfur, quote unquote. Wow. If the Russians had spoken similarly years ago, they would not be experiencing the present tensions and difficulties. But the Russians had foolish hopes of acceptance by the West, and despite all of the evidence to the contrary, some still do. Russians are clearly very slow learners. Today, this is on March the 18th, 2022, approaching 16 years after Chavez spoke, Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov said, "Never again will we rely on the West." But he and Putin still virtue signal we have never used oil and gas as a weapon. Why not? Why does Russia contribute to her own distress? Why does Russia refuse to use a non-military but devastating weapon against her enemies? The West seizes Russian foreign exchange reserves, which are the incompetent or traitor who leads the Russian central bank. Here we go. Now he's telling you the truth here with this. He's a good writer. Made easy by offshoring Russia's reserves and placing them in the hands of Russian enemies. And Putin nominates the de facto agent of the West for reappointment. This is why I'm reading this article. What is happening is, what we have is that the United States, through the central bank installed by the Rothschilds with the fall of the Tsar, through the Sabbatean Luciferic Kabbalists headquartered out of Geneva, Switzerland, with Klaus Schwab, and out of Tel Aviv, which is the headquarter of the Rothschild banking cartel, is their home fiefdom state, have basically set the United States up and Russia up and the rest of the world up with central banks to be able to control them. So he basically reappoints the same guy. Little wonder the Western world does not take Russia seriously. The Kremlin lets its Western enemies run Russia's central bank. It might as well turn the Russian military over to the U.S. General Mark A. Milley. Indeed, considering the length of time passed and Russia still has not subdued the extremely weak Ukrainian forces, it seems that the operation and indeed U.S. hand is in U.S. hands. Will it go on 20 years like Washington's war with Afghanistan? The Russian government, in the midst of what President Putin has acknowledged as a Western war of annihilation against Russia, continues to keep Western industry alive by selling the West energy and strategic materials. The traitor or incompetent, the central bank has told him Russia needs the foreign exchange. Someone should tell Putin that this is no way to fight a war. Actually, the Chechnya leader did tell him that to no effect. Putin has acknowledged that the Western world is conducting a war of annihilation against Russia, but apparently decided not to fight back. Instead, Putin is preparing Russia to endure the attack, not to defeat it. It is off limits for Russia to use its strategic weapons such as oil as a weapon. Now, think about this for a second. Now, I'm going to say this again, and I talked about it last week. The nation states that are basically not aligning themselves perfectly with the Rothschild banking cartel are being allowed to fail. And in essence, they're being allowed to fail because it's what the Rothschild banking cartels want them to do. This is what's happening with Russia right now. That's why Russia is doing what Russia's doing, because they are still under control by the international banking cartels, as are all economies in the world, pretty much except for North Korea, Iran, and Syria. So again, what are we doing? We want to have war with Iran. We want to have war. We are having war with Syria, and we've repeatedly warned North Korea that we will nuke them. So we have a group of people in Washington that are marching to the drum and to the beat of the Sabbatean, Frankist, Kabbalist, Luciferian elect who run the world through their committees of 300, who run the world through the Bilderberger Group, who run the world through the Council on Foreign Relations and the group of weirdos that meet at the homosexual fest of the giant orgy under the redwoods at Bohemian Grove. This is the group that we have running the planet right now, but are we the only show talking about this in depth? I think so. I've listened to many other shows. They're constantly being obfuscated by the mainstream news. Oh, we've had a Russian tank get blown up by a Molotov cocktail. Let me tell you something. A Molotov cocktail thrown on a closed-up tank is a joke. It's a complete and total joke. You can't throw a little bit of gasoline on the outside of a steel tank that's been closed up and have the occupants fry on the inside. It doesn't work that way. It takes an armor-piercing missile or anti-tank missile to go into that tank. It's a joke. So we're telling the world now that we're beating Russia with Ukrainians that are neo-Nazis by throwing Molotov cocktails at them. It doesn't happen, guys. There's a reason they're a tank. There's a reason they're closed up in the tank. These are very formidable weapons. Russia's now using hypersonic missiles, which go at 10 times the speed of sound to destroy certain air bases. The problem that Russia has is the same problem that happened to them in Afghanistan. They don't have legs. They don't have unlimited resources with trillions of dollars being put into a budget every single year building redundancy in weapons. They don't have that. They don't have 50,000 hypersonic missiles. It's like we didn't have but a few atomic bombs, and we didn't have the triggers for them, according to many books, including the Fourth Reich that was written, that said that we used the triggers that the Germans had developed. This is Jim Mars had said this, in order to detonate our own weapons over Hiroshima and Nagasaki. There's very limited use of these weapons and trigger systems, except for the nuclear ones that Russia has stockpiled, and whether or not they work or not any longer, because these are old technology. They still are using computer disks and computer cards to man these missile silos. We don't even know if these systems even work anymore, like we don't even know if our missile systems in the United States can work. We don't know. This is 50, 60, 70-year-old technology. So we're in a situation where we're being lied to so much by the mainstream media, which is Kabbalist, Luciferian controlled and controlled by these other organizations I talked to, who all answer to this head, how should I say, wizard at the top. Now, his name is right now is the one we're being shown as Klaus Schwab. But what about the black nobility and all the rest of these groups out of Venice? Well, it's all part of the same group. As long as we understand that, we're going to see that, and we'll make sense of the spider web that's around us. Guys, listen to me. Keep your hearts and minds in Jesus. He's the only answer we have. You know, Chavez was right. Satan was standing at the podium. He could still smell the sulfur. And that's what we've done now to the leadership of the United States. We've put the weirdest bunch of perverts we possibly can into a leadership role. Look at this sneaking sniffer, this senile sniffer with this unbelievably perverted son who's quote-unquote the leadership of the United States. What the heck are we thinking? And why aren't we standing up as a people? Because we've been brainwashed, totally and completely brainwashed through Tavistock programming because of the media. Think through what you're reading. Think through what you're hearing. And always put everything to the Word of God to make sure that it's right. Because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Austin, what do you think, my friend?
Very well said. Great opening. And you're absolutely right. As we continue to see these things unfold, you're seeing now the mainstream media literally parrot and agree with everything the administration's doing is because they're blatantly lying. I mean, Biden will just get up and just say bold-faced lies. He knows he's lying. Well, he may not even know he's lying, quite frankly. I don't even know if he knows where he is half the time. But they're getting to the point now where they have no other option but pure lies and obfuscation to try to cover up what's really happening. It is kind of troubling to me that so many people still are going along with a lot of the nonsense now. You know, I was at a resort over the weekend with my kids and some of our real close friends and their kids, and over in Orlando, had a great time with them. And we were talking a bunch. We went all over all kinds of topics. And it was interesting. The guy that the bellhop that was helping us out with our luggage when we were getting there, he had a mask on. And I asked him, I said, "What? So you don't have to wear a mask, man." I said, "Wouldn't you know, you're not required to do this." He said, "My kids got asthma, and you know, I want to make sure that everybody's safe, and I don't want them catching anything." And you know, he goes, "There's a Deltacron variant now in Europe. You hear about that?" He goes, "There's a new variant coming again." He said, "So we just everybody needs to be wearing masks if they want to, you know, save their family's lives." And I kind of just looked at him and I said, "Do you really believe that?" And he gave me like this blanket stare, like, "What do you mean? What are you talking about? Do you not believe that?" And I kind of started talking to him about a few different things, And then all of a sudden he goes, well, yeah, he goes, I know that they've lied to us just about in everything in the media. I said, then why don't you think they're lying to us about COVID? Oh, well, you know, I caught it last year and I got sick. I said, I caught it last year. I got sick. I looked back. I said, my whole family caught it. I said, we're all here standing, breathing, living. I said, it's all about your immune system, taking care of your body, making sure you have adequate vitamin C and D3. He said, I know that. Yeah, oh, yeah, I know that. But, you know, Deltacron's coming out now. There's a new variant in Europe. I'm like, did you just miss what we just talked about for 3 minutes here? And the truth of the matter, the fact is, once you take somebody and you fill them up with so much propaganda that you literally brainwash them, that term gets thrown around a lot, but you're actually washing the facts of the brain away and you're instilling lies. And once you do that enough, and you lock somebody in and they will not get red pill, they refuse to take it, they'd rather take the blue pill and stay in the matrix, it's very difficult to wake them up. However, there are a lot of times now that I have found, as people continue to see more and more truth, then they're seeing lies, then you can actually help them out. But the difference is there has to be enough truth engaged to overpower the lies, if that makes sense. It's like this. If somebody's watching 80% of their information they get from CNN, and then occasionally they'll listen to our show once in a blue moon, or they'll listen to, say, Joe Rogan or one of the other alternative medias, nothing's going to change really in their psyche. If 80% of the trash that's being dumped in their brain is CNN, nothing you really tell them is going to make a difference. Now, if you flip that, you say you have 80% of their listening to our show and other true news, and 20% they're listening to CNN, they're going to start waking up. And that's what it comes down to, is you have to start making sure that the truth outweighs the lies. That is why the news media is doing everything they can to try to produce and bring out absolute lies. Like the thing I saw the other day, the Babylon Bee, which is a satire website, it's all satire, they got banned from Twitter for 24 hours because they made a post and it was actually really funny. And they went out and they said, the Man of the Year award, Richard Levine. Ooh. Kind of like I joked about last week. Oh, Twitter didn't find that funny at all. They said it was hate speech. They banned Babylon Bee. And it was funny because I read part of it, and it just made a total joke of this clown that's a grown man that wants to pretend he's a woman and wear a dress, ugly as all get out, and wants everybody to call him Rachel and pretend he's a female. You know, what they're doing is, and this is what I'm getting back to, men pretending to be women in sports or in media or in any platform at all, men pretending to be women is an intentional undermining of universal truth. Understand this. You're taking a universal truth that's been believed for millennials, and you're taking that truth now, and you're trying to paper shred it and say it's no longer a truth, even though it's had thousands of years and scientific backing and biblical backing to support this. You now all of a sudden are suddenly saying it's no longer truth. A man can pretend to be a woman, and you have to call him a woman and let him compete with women and let him act like a woman. And again, if somebody wants to do that, that's their choice. I don't care, as long as I don't have to be exposed to it. The difference is they're now engaging everybody. And what we saw over last weekend with this grown man, this 6'2" grown man with a deep voice competing in women's sports in the swimming team, absolutely blew all the other females out of the water. And they actually had the audacity to give him first place. He got booed when he got first place. It was funny. Second, third, and fourth place females, who actually should have been first, second, and third place, they actually left him at the podium and went and got all photos together. They refused to even take photos with him. And what's interesting about this is now, and this is why I encourage, the acceptance of this idea that a man can be a woman is the ultimate rejection of what's truth. You're rejecting truth. You're saying, I do not believe truth. If they get society to accept such absurdities, they know they can get away with anything. Truth will no longer have value. Truth will no longer exist. There will be no such concept as truth. There will only be lies on lies and more manipulation and lies. Men are women and women are men is a complete and total debauchery of truth. And what's interesting, George Orwell quotes, if you guys remember, he said it'll come a time when they will say, war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. That's George Orwell from 1984. And he's exactly right. This is what they're doing. If they can take one of the most ingrained truths, scientific universal truths throughout all of mankind, and they can actually make people believe that it's not a truth anymore, there is no stopping them. Understand that, my friends. That is why I have been so diametrically opposed to this behavior and movement that is starting to become so readily acceptable. It's nauseating. And as we're seeing these things come to light, I encourage the women's swimming team, next time this happens, and I talked to my buddy about this last night. We were talking on the phone. He called me up, and he brought the topic up, and he was asking me about it. And he goes, this is insane, Austin, because, you know, we grew up together in a different time as this. And I said, here's what has to happen. And I said, civil disobedience and noncompliance, as I have said for years, has to be something that people are more involved in, not complying, not sitting down, standing up and saying something if you find something to be absurd or false or a lie. If this happens again, and I'm encouraging this, and I encourage you guys to check me on this if I'm wrong, and I don't think I'm wrong, and so if I'm right, I encourage you to get more other people to follow this line of reasoning. If you have a swimming group, basically female swimming group, for instance, the same thing that happened the other day, and you have 10 female competitors, and there's one grown man who wants to pretend he's a female, and they get ready to line up, if they don't already protest at the beginning, I say they all line up on the stops, you know, where they're about to jump. And when the whistle blows, none of them jump. They let the clown, the bumbling clown who wants to pretend he's a female, go swim by himself. And then the individual that blows the whistle, make sure you talk to him, say, okay, when he's done being a clown and he finishes his clown behavior and he gets his little spotlight, now we'll race against females in our class, and the clown can get up and go get his little participation trophy as first place of being the best clown. And when we finish our race, you will do exactly what you always do, and you'll crown the top three winners, you know, first, second, third place, as biological females. And the clown can go sit in the corner and suck his thumb or do whatever weird perverted ideas he wants to do with himself after he gets done being a clown. That's the only way people are going to stop doing this and stop accepting this behavior, is full civil disobedience. You can't go along with this. Exactly what I just said before. If you start taking a scientific universal truth and you start saying it's no longer a truth, there is no truth anymore, guys. There is no reasoning. And if there's no truth and no reasoning, then there is no biblical values, because the Bible's based solely on truth. That's what it comes down to when you really start understanding it. That's the whole point of this. They want to undermine the Bible. It clearly says the truth will set you free. They don't want you to be free. They want everybody to be slaves. And the easiest way to keep everybody slaves is to keep them believing the lie. That is why they're pushing this perversion. This is why they're going after the young children. This is why they're so mad right now that a bill has come out that prevents 8-year-olds and younger from being sexually groomed by perverts in the school system and teaching them transgender ideology. They're mad. They're absolutely mad about it. This is why it's so important to stand up for what truth is and always hold it. Have a conviction and don't move from it. As we see a lot of these things occur, again, more propaganda. I saw Bloomberg, the absolute leftist ideology paper, website. They came out now, big front page. Inflation stings most if you earn less than $300,000. Here's how to deal with it. Take the bus. Don't buy in bulk. Try lentils instead of meat. Nobody said this would be fun. But what? That is your million-dollar advice to everybody who's trying to basically stack cash and make incomes meet, is take the bus and buy lentils? And we didn't say this was going to be fun? You couldn't come up with more aggressive propaganda trying to convince people to be peasants. But this is what they're doing. And then you have basically the UN chief Guterres has now said the enduring the high gas prices right now is actually very good for the planet, and it's going to reduce the greenhouse emissions, and, you know, it's actually good. Doesn't it come across funny? I talked about this for the last couple of years. I said they're going to use fuel as a war weapon. They're going to use it to basically shut down the economic world engine, same thing Dad talked about, as they did with COVID. And they came in and basically said that these lockdowns are good for the society and they're good for the communities, and basically it's reducing emissions, and that we may have to do random lockdowns and more restrictions again in the future. Oh, well, easy way to do it is just run fuel up to $5, $6, $7, $8 a gallon. There you go. Just shut everything down. You don't have to ban cars. People will ban themselves. They'll ban cars for you. Make it $20, $30, $40 a gallon for fuel. Tell everybody they got to buy an EV vehicle. Imagine that. Kind of like I've been telling everybody for years, and now it's happening. That's why I encourage people to not support these systems, not support these platforms. I had so many people for years, oh, man, the Tesla's cool, the Tesla Plaid, it's fast, it's this, it's that. I'm like, yeah, dude. It's quick. I've been in them before. They're cool cars from a technology standpoint. I said, but they need to be a novelty item. The infrastructure's not anywhere there to build these platforms and sell them on, you know, hundreds of millions of vehicles all around the place. Oh, no. They're totally cool. They're the next new thing. I said, they're going to be the next new thing if we allow them to be the next new thing. But the problem with it is everybody is starting to buy into the lie. And they're starting to go on with what everybody's continuing to say and parrot in the media. Again, as I said earlier, when you take a scientific universal truth and you now say that truth no longer exists, and a grown man can compete with females and get first place trophy, that was an abomination of women's rights and women's sports last weekend. But yet people went along with it. They actually had somebody hand him a medal. Why didn't the guy that was handing the medal out say, I'm refusing to do this. I'm no longer going to do this. Let me get the microphone. I'm doing this basically, and I'm going to protest against this. I am not going to support a grown man that was, 422nd place in men's swimming? It's like 420th is what he placed in swimming. He was ranked as. Completely flunked out. Failure of a male swimmer. Decided he was going to go be a girl the next day. I'm going to enroll in the females. And he did. And they allowed it. The only way that this doesn't get absolutely worse is if people start blatantly calling it out. Political correctness can go to H-E double sticks. I've had enough of it. I am done with it. I am way past this perversion. This is what happens when you allow it to come in an inch and an inch and an inch, like what happened when Obama first came out and said basically men can use bathrooms with females, and it started with Target. And I yelled and I hollered and I stopped going to Target. Still don't go to Target, all over that situation. But yet, nobody really cared. Everybody just went along with it and said, okay, it's cool. You know, if a grown man wants to come in the bathroom with my little daughter and, you know, use the restroom with her, it's okay. We have to make him feel important. Really? Why don't they make us feel important, since we're the majority and we get to say what's going on and say, hey, I want to make sure my daughter's safety and protection is the first thing in my priority, not your feelings. That's what people have to start understanding. Feelings don't matter. Feelings don't exist in the real world. Rights and reality exist in the real world, and truth is what we have to continue to hold on to. What do you think, Deb?
I think you're right. And the thing about it is that it's so frustrating to me about what's happened in this world. Because remember, the god of the Kabbalah, Ein Sof, and, you know, his spokesperson apparently on this planet now has become hermaphrodite, you know, this Baphomet. They're basically transgenders. And the goal of the transgender community, the goal of these Satanists, is to take and invert every single thing God has made and make you accept it and want to not only accept it, but to embrace it and to love it and to endorse it. Yeah, years ago, I remember I was on Man Cow's show up in Chicago, and we were talking about the transgender agenda and the gay agenda. And he said, the problem is, he said, it's not that he cares what gays do. It's the fact that now the gays want everybody to accept it and to endorse it and make it all okay, so they feel better about themselves. And he says, I'm not willing to do that. I said, I'm not willing to do that either. You know, it's like you said the other day, Lawson, last week, you know, whatever they do in their own homes or whatever, that's their choice. But to make you love it and embrace it and endorse it and tell them that you want your children to learn it when they're 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. What we have to understand is the school system has got some really good teachers in it. I was in the educational system 40 years ago for 2 years as a college professor.
there are some really good teachers and professors out there, all the way from elementary school all the way to the college years. But the problem is this. There are also a lot of weirdo, lesbian, perverted, sexual deviants in the school system who want to indoctrinate your children and groom them to become a sexual deviant like themselves. The National Educational Association is run by a bunch of lesbian militant feminists is what it runs it. I'm just going to tell you blunt. I was involved with those groups for years, and I had enough of it. I couldn't stand it. You know, they want to dominate men, dominate the culture, dominate everything, and push their limited, their lesbian agenda on everybody. I know so many school teachers that are lesbians. I know school teachers personally that I no longer really associate with, obviously, who basically tried to groom young girls to come into a lesbian world when they were in high school and in junior high school. And you're like, what the heck? Yeah, that's how perverted it is. You know, last week, you know, we had the big blowout with Disney because the Disney employees were mad that here in Florida, Governor DeSantis has signed a bill in the law not to allow the lesbian and homosexual leftists who are in the school systems to indoctrinate 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 year olds into a transgender homosexual lifestyle, to groom them. And they went absolutely nuts, and they told Disney that they were going to go ahead and strike a certain day and walk out because they had enough, because the CEO of Disney had not done enough to try to force Governor DeSantis against the will of the people to indoctrinate the children into a homosexual lifestyle. Well, what Disney did, according to an article here in Breitbart now, the gay, homosexual, queer kiss has been restored in Pixar's Lightyear with Buzz Lightyear, because of the staff's outrage at Florida Don't Groom Kids bill. I kid you not, they put a queer kiss back in to this Pixar Lightyear. Now, I'm going to say something to every one of you guys, and I'm just going to say it as bluntly as I possibly can. This is absolutely an abomination to God. If you take your children to Buzz Lightyear, this new movie, which is probably going to be a pretty good movie. If you take your children to see this and indoctrinate them into homosexual kissing, shame on you. Now, I'm pretty sure that all of our listeners are pretty doggone smart. I'm saying this because you guys are going to afford this show today. Because what they're doing is they believe that if you're a transgender or if you're a homosexual, you're one step closer to their god, Baphomet, or Ein Sof, whatever you want to call it, than you would normally be. In other words, the more gay you are, the more queer you are, the more transgender you are, the closer you are to the snake god that's an hermaphrodite or transgender. This is the goal of all of this stuff. It's an inversion, like Austin talked about in this last segment, of God's word. You say, well, God's word really doesn't address this as far as transgenders and all the rest of this stuff. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It does in the Torah, the five first books of Levitical law. You want the book? It's Deuteronomy. You want the chapter? It's 22. You want the verse? It's 5. It's Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. We'll start with verse 4. If you see your brother's donkey or ox fallen on the road, you must not ignore it. You must help lift it up. Quote 5. A woman must not wear men's clothing, and a man must not wear women's clothing. For whoever does these things is detestable to the Lord your God. Now, there you go. I'm going to read it again. A woman must not wear men's clothing, and a man must not wear women's clothing, for whoever does these things is detestable to the Lord your God. So what does Sabbatai Zevi say in 1666? We covered this last Wednesday show. He says we must invert everything that God's word says to make the planet so evil that we can basically resurrect a serpent god through the Kabbalah, which is what it teaches, by making everybody's thoughts evil all of the time, as it was in Genesis chapter 6. You got to go back to what the word of God says with all of this stuff, including this. So you want to be a guy, and you want to dress like a sissy, and you want to wear a skirt and high heels, the heck with you. You nauseate me. I can't stand you. Now, if you want to do that in the privacy of your own home in front of your own mirror and be a pervert, whatever rings your bell, I don't care. But don't take it to the school system with your transgender story hour and have some weirdo guy wearing women's clothing and women's makeup, not wearing underwear, come in front of this entire group of children and open his legs up so his genitalia are exposed. And you tell me it's okay, because it's not. It's sick and it's perverted. And we've got to understand that. And we've got to stand against it. We can't allow weirdos and witches and warlocks and wizards to invert everything that God created to make it all evil all of the time. We've got to be what the Word of God says to be. And what we have, and we discussed this last year in depth, the world is literally suffering from a mass delusional psychosis. Austin did a really good show on that last year. According to a psychiatrist and medical legal expert, Dr. Mark McDonald, the true public health crisis is not COVID itself, rather it's the fear of the infection, which has morphed and evolved into a form of mass delusional psychosis. So when Austin says to somebody, why are you wearing a mask? Oh, I'm scared of the virus. You become psychotic from it. Many enter into a state of hysteria when they see an unmasked person. Even now, even if they look perfectly healthy and clearly are not suffering from any kind of respiratory issue. This is an irrational state that has no basis in reality. Last year, I was at the Greenwise store that Publix has, the health food store in Lakeland, and some woman turns around and says to me, and she's really got a mask on, she's got a visor on, she's like wearing goggles, and she looks at me and she goes, you're not practicing social distancing, step away! And I looked at her and I said, I had no mask on, I had nothing on. She's like dressed up in a hazmat like she's about to go into a doggone level 4 quarantine facility. And I looked at her and I said, no. What do you mean no? Step away! You've got a problem, lady, not me. Starts squealing in the corner. It's just unbelievable. She grabs her bag and runs out the front door. And I looked at her and I thought, geez, this lady's got a couple screws loose. Her bubble's not on center, man. She's messed up in the head. Mass delusional psychosis is what that is. You know, delusion is defined as believing something that doesn't conform with reality. You know, there's serious concerns. And this is honestly a problem here. About the lasting effects of this widespread insanity they'll have on children as they grow up. Now you want to inject transgender story hour into it. One of the worst traumas children suffer as a result of all this fear-mongering is the idea that they may kill their parents or grandparents simply by being around them. I've got a good friend of mine that I knew in college. She went and got herself vaccinated because the daughter said, you may not see the grandchildren unless you get vaccinated. Oh, you're so selfish. You may kill my children and your grandchildren. Yes, she said that. And my friend complied as she got herself injected. And she used to listen to the show on a daily basis. But once she got injected, she can't listen to the show anymore. She can't, especially when I talk about her like this. She can't do it. Why would she? It convicts her. Treating the children's trauma in therapy is not going to be enough, as the parents and other adults are the ones creating the trauma by their own exaggerated fear response. To heal a generation of traumatized children must first address the psychosis of the adult population. And see, the thing about it is, too, is this. You get a child in a trauma-based mind control situation in which they're terrified that they're going to kill mommy and daddy. Okay? They're terrified. Now their body is fractured. Their mind is fractured because they don't know what to do. That's why I'm so proud of Austin. He's never put a mask on his children. He won't do it. And we tell everybody we tell the kids they got health problems. That's why they're wearing a mask. We're not going to make a delusional psychosis for the children. Because once you split a personality of a child with fear like that, guys, listen to me. Listen, please. That's trauma-based mind control. You're putting that young child in trauma while they're in a theta brainwave state. You're going to fracture their psyche. You're going to make them think that whatever you tell them is going to be true, including transgender story hour. You're going to freak them out to such a point that you open them up to trauma-based mind control, the satanic agenda of the New World Order. Don't you think that they know that? This is why they're pushing. This is why these satanic groups got so bent out of shape and so pissed off that Governor DeSantis said no. The transgender story hour and the indoctrination of young children, because they're exactly where they want them. They want to force this into the next generation. I was talking to Sharon yesterday, and I said, what's going to happen is in 20, 30, 40 years, when, you know, I probably won't be around anymore. 40 years from now, I'll be in my hundreds. We're going to have it so it's so open and obviously normalized that people will be just complete and total perverts all of the time, and the general population is not going to think anything of it because they've been basically conditioned to believe it's okay. Read them the verse of Deuteronomy I gave you. It's not okay for a man to dress as a woman or a woman to dress as a man. But again, this is what they want. They want everything contrary to the word of God so they can invert reality to the best of their abilities to resurrect their serpent god. Guys, listen to me.
protect your children. Man, listen to me. Listen to me, guys. Women, if you're a single mother, you listen. Please listen to me. And I'm not picking at you right now because I love you guys. You're my listeners. I prayed for you this morning. You got to stand firm in the Word of God, because there's going to be a time, like the Bible says, that men are going to leave sound doctrine and follow what their itching ears want to hear, because they refuse to take the truth and realize what it is. They're not going to do that. They're never going to take the truth. You can sit and talk to them until you're blue in the face, and they will look at you like a calf at a new gate, like something's wrong with you, because they've been so indoctrinated and brainwashed, especially from a young age. That's why they were so angry, because the witches and the weirdos and the warlocks and the lesbians and the homosexuals that are in the school system want to indoctrinate this next generation of children to make it more readily acceptable, so they won't feel as though they've been segmented from the general population because of their perversions. Period. That's what they want. They want to normalize it. Always remember that. Stick with what the Word of God says, for it is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We had a person who said they had been an atheist, and they've been listening to the show, and they contacted Sharon on Instagram, and they were asking me biblical questions. And the truth is, they're actually considering accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And one of the things that I said that really affected the reality of the generations around us today is free will. God gave us free will to do whatever we want to do. We don't have to accept Christ. We don't have to accept Lucifer. We can be agnostic. We can be an atheist. We can be a Christian. We can be whatever we want to be. He gave us that ability by creating us in his image of free will and freedom of choice. Help your children to learn how to make the right decisions. Stand firm with what you believe. Be a mentor to as many young men and as many young girls as you possibly can, and teach them the ways of the Bible and the ways of God and the ways of Jesus all the days of your life. As far as me and my house, as it says in Joshua, we will serve the Lord, and I will continue to proclaim the glory of Jesus Christ and his word all the days of my life. Yesterday I was at the hotel, and I was speaking to a front desk girl, and she was from Oregon. I said, wow, what a culture shock coming from Oregon to Florida. And I could feel the pushback. Because Oregon is such an unbelievable liberal state, she's probably been indoctrinated into that. But because she works at the hotel, she was at the front desk, she couldn't come in and say anything back to me about that. And you could tell she was very uncomfortable. Like, guys, listen to me. Make them uncomfortable. How uncomfortable should you be with your children being exposed to a transgender's genitalia and transgender story hour? You should be madder than H.E. Double Sticks about that, raising Cain, standing out in front of the library or wherever this happened, and protesting, not endorsing and thinking it's funny. Don't allow your children to be subjected to perversion. You stand firm as an alpha male. You stand firm as an alpha female. And you stand with the Word of God. Austin, what do you think, buddy?
You're absolutely right. And as things continue to, you know, change, I guess, we're watching this and people continue to comply. That's what's caused this entire problem, is compliance. And you nailed it on the head. You know,
I just saw
the article from Daily Mail basically criticizing Babylon Bee. And now Babylon Bee, over this whole thing with Richard Levine, Man of the Year, the CEO has now come out and said, no, we're not going to take down our post at all. Period. We're not going to do it. He said, truth is not hate speech. That was what Seth Dillon said, the website CEO. He said, if the cost of telling the truth is the loss of our Twitter account, then so be it. Let's see how this goes. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't realize the CEO of Babylon Bee actually was going to stand up on anything. I didn't know much about it. And what's interesting about this is, it's not that hard if everybody does this. If everybody stands up and says no, you know, like I said earlier, all the girls line up on the blocks to basically swim, and the one grown man clown wants to go. When they blow the whistle, he can go swim. It's a free country. He can go swim in a pool by himself. There's no law against that. He can swim and swim and swim and swim and swim until he's tired. And then when he's done being a clown, he can get out. He can go get his participation trophy, and then they can have the real race. If everybody starts doing that, it's going to elicit so much change, because these individuals, these perverts, are going to realize we're not going to stand by and believe their lies. See, when somebody blatantly lies to you and they blatantly push false information on you and blatantly just lie to your face, and you don't call it out and you don't question it, you're inadvertently accepting what they're telling you. Remember that. Somebody comes up to you and says, I'm a grown man. My name's Rachel Levine. Okay, Rachel, Well, have a nice day. Well, no, I'm a ma'am. You got to call me ma'am. Okay, ma'am. Have a nice day, ma'am. And you don't step up and say, listen, I'm sorry you don't feel good. I'm sorry you're having a mental disorder. I'm sorry you're having gender dysphoria problems. I'm sorry. That's not my problem. It's not my problem. Have a nice day. I'll pray for you. I wish you the best of luck in life. But, sir, you're not a man. Have a nice day. And the problem with it is nobody wants to do that anymore. And it's not like you want to run around and go get in a fight all the time. That's not really fun. Getting confrontations on a nonstop basis gets draining. I dealt with that in the beginning of COVID, especially in 2020 down here in Florida, when everybody started losing their doggone minds for a while. And I was like, I could not go anywhere without having constant conflict. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, you have to wear a mask right now. I'm like, no, leave me alone. You can wear a mask all you want, bud. I'm not wearing one. Imagine that. I'm still alive. Everybody around me is still alive. Imagine that. It's the irony about it, because what everybody said was truth turned out to be a complete and total lie. And if more people would have stood up and said, this is a lie, we're not going to go along with the lie, which, by the way, a lot of people did do down here in Florida. That's one of the reasons why Florida pushed back so hard. That's why Texas pushed back so hard. You can see the states that pushed back, and you can see the states that went along, like California and New York, and just continue to go along with the lie. When you go along with a lie, it never turns out good, guys. Really. I mean, you think about it. When do you ever remember going along with a lie or a story or something that was a fib and it turned out really, really good for everyone? Says nobody ever. That's never happened ever. So you got to think about it. Why would it change now? Why going along with this perversion and lie now? Why all of a sudden would this become okay and awesome and have this fantastic outcome at the end? And the answer is very clearly, it won't. This is what the whole point is. They don't want it to come out. When they got Bloomberg coming out now and telling me to go buy lentils instead of meat, and nobody said this would be fun, and then they go on to say here, if you're one of the many Americans who's a pet owner, you might want to rethink these costly pet medical bills. It may sound harsh, but researchers are saying, the cost of chemotherapy or vet bills, it can be expensive. They're blatantly telling you, if you have animals, well, you probably shouldn't have animals anymore. You should probably just let your animals die. But go buy lentils. Don't buy in bulk. Only have one day worth of lentils in your house. Kill your animals. Don't drive a car. Take the bus. And this is going to suck because we said it was, and we're making it happen. That's what he just said, Bloomberg, if you read it. Remember, people will tell you what their true intentions are. People will tell you what their overall goals are. You just got to listen to what they're saying. They'll tell you exactly what they're planning on doing. I watched The Patriot last night when I got home. Fantastic film, one of the best revolutionary films ever made, Mel Gibson. And what's interesting, at the beginning, when the fight comes to the front door, and they're basically having this firefight engagement in the front of Mel Gibson's house, and his kids are watching it, and they're experiencing this death for the first time. And basically then both sides, the British, and the Americans, are on this front porch. And they're helping him out. All the guys that work for him and all the ladies that work for him, they're all helping out both soldiers. And the dragoons come in on the horse. They were kind of like the SS Gestapo. And they come up and they said, get our men to the wounded care and fire the house and burn the barn. Mel Gibson goes, dude, what are you doing? He goes, well, we're going to let everybody know that if you support the rebels, that you're going to pay consequences for it. He goes, dude, it's my house. What are you doing, man? Like, it's my home. Doesn't matter. Kill all the livestock, too. Make an example. That's the level that happens when you allow tyranny to take over, whether it be in a country, whether it be in a city, whether it be at a business, whether it be at a theme park, whether it be somewhere that you continue to allow it to go on and you don't say no and you don't stand up and you don't resist. That's the level it reaches down to. Burn the house, burn the barns. You're not gonna support the American culture. You're not gonna be a proud American. We're gonna break your will. Kind of like you're gonna shut your business down and we're gonna arrest you. You're gonna put a muzzle on and you're gonna stand 6 feet apart and you're not gonna go to work. If you don't do it, we're going to arrest you. We're gonna make everybody think that you're a grandma killer if you don't comply with what we're doing. Kind of interesting how those things parallel, don't they? And history kind of continues to repeat itself. My friends, continue to get the truth out there, no matter if it's inconvenient, no matter if it's harsh, no matter if it's not popular, no matter if it's conflicting as far as with other people's beliefs. The truth is the truth at the end of the day. And we can't continue to go along with the charade and pretend that the truth is no longer the truth because some weirdo said it wasn't the truth. You got to look at who's telling you the lies right now and who's telling you that the truth is changing, the long-term natural laws are changing somehow. You got to look at who they are, and then you got to look at their overall motives and their track record. And I promise you, if you actually do that, you'll find every single time you hear anybody promoting these truths, or these basically false lies and all of this narrative, every single time, they're severely, severely compromised individual. Every single time. So thank you for getting the truth out there, my friends. If you guys need anything, please give us a call at Health Masters. We're always here to help you out the best we possibly can. I'm catching up on a bunch of emails today. I didn't check them over the weekend. I had a couple days off, which was nice, and really enjoyed being gone for a day over the weekend. And continue to let us know if you need anything. People call us up all the time if you need basically nutritional advice, you need to get supplements, people need stuff in a hurry. We still have the expedited shipping on the website that you can use, or you can call us up and get, like a next day air. We can have stuff to you early a.m. if you need it. I had a lot of customers over the weekend. I was looking at the orders earlier, picking up more of the organic food buckets. I encourage everybody to continue to stay stocked up on supplies, even if it's just canned food or beans and rice. Have some backup food, my friends, please. Because not only – you got to look at it this way. At the end of the day – all it's doing is saving you money, because everything continues to go up, it seems like, by the week now. I mean, our shipping costs have gone through the roof. We haven't raised our prices all yet on anything, but I mean, it's going to be coming, because we're going to keep eating costs. I try to eat it, but it goes in the margin so far at the point I can't give away product for free and cost money, so I'm continually keeping the prices as low as I can on everything until I absolutely have to raise stuff up a little bit. So thank you for understanding that, and thank you for the continued support. Even if it's just something like buying your multiple or your toothpaste, like Dad says, continue to get and support the people that are really putting the truth out there all across the board, my friends. Thank you so much. If you guys need anything, healthmasters.com on the website. Lots of specials, lots of sales, as always. The three-pack special, the purple sticks, is still on sale on the front page. The food buckets, the potassium iodine's in stock. We got more in. And the Testo Plus, our natural testosterone booster with Tongad Alley, is on sale right now for product of the week. So be sure to check it out. Y'all have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.